Classical music fans in Cincinnati have a lot to look forward to in the upcoming 2017-18 season. Matinee Music House Cincinnati is offering a series of recitals for its 105th season. Administrative Director Judy Martin is here to talk about the performances. Thank you for being here today.
My pleasure.
Well, let's talk about first the new venue. It's the newly spruced up Memorial Hall, and you recently had an open house there. How did it go?
Very well, thank you. We're very pleased to be performing in Memorial Hall. Love the building, love the location, love being in Over the Rhine, and we're looking forward to being there this season.
Okay, the season starts on October 8th. That's the first recital with Joshua Brown. He's a violinist. Who is his player?
Joshua Brown looks like he's maybe going to be going the same way as Joshua Bell. Very, very promising beginning for this young man. He's just 17 now. Joshua Bell was 16 when he appeared with us for his first public recital back many, many years ago, went on to be one of the world's most respected musicians. So Joshua Brown is from the Chicago area. He is a student at the Pre-College Academy of Chicago's Institute of Music, and he studies with Almita and Roland Vamos, has since 2013. But he's been studying violin since the age of 3 and been winning prizes and awards since he was 10.
November 9th, that's a late morning recital. And this one's at the Anderson Center on 5 Mile Road. And the pianist is Claire Honche. Is that correct?
That may be as good a pronunciation as okay. I can say. We usually say Huanshi, but I'm not sure the proper.
Okay, and she was with you a couple of years ago.
Yes, she was a very popular recitalist with us a couple of years ago, and we just decided she was one that we wanted to have back. Sometimes we have return engagements. Often we're finding new up-and-coming talent that have never been here before. Sometimes it's their Cincinnati debuts when Matinee Musicale brings them.
Let's talk about the next one. It's January 26, early next year, mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton, and she will be performing at Memorial Hall. It's a Friday evening.
Yes, and she is really taking the world by storm right now, the opera world. She's won many awards, including the Beverly Sills Award this year. She has debuted at La Scala as well as the Met in New York and is just a well-loved, outstanding star already, and we're excited to have her here.
And then a few weeks after that, it's February 18th, Memorial Hall. You have the clarinetist Julian Bliss.
And Julian is another exciting, fairly young performer who has played all kinds of genre. He's an exciting jazz performer as well as classical musician and a real interesting stage personality, quite a performer. We're looking forward to that very much.
Now, the last one here, this is unusual because you actually have two headliners, it's a duet, Yolanda Condonassis on harp and Jason View playing guitar. This is at Memorial Hall, another Sunday, April 8th. It's an unusual combination, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And in this case, it's not a young up-and-coming artist, but a very well-established artist, Yolanda. She's one of the world's most recorded harpists, but she lives in the Cleveland area, so she's not too far away from us, and she likes to appear with Jason on guitar, and we thought, well, okay, let's get two for one in that case. So it's a program that will appeal to a lot of people because of both instruments, and I think everyone loves a harp, so that'll be a fun one to be sure not to miss.
Now, I wanted to ask, too, with the concerts that you do, there's all kinds of new features in Memorial Hall. I hear there's like an audio-video set up there that's brand new. How is Matinee Musicale set to take advantage of these new features?
Well, we certainly made use of some of that at our open house, where we displayed a DVD that shows artists that we have featured since, well, we've been giving recitals since 1912. I don't think we had any pictures that went back that far, but we had a lineup of artists that we've had over the decades showing while we had refreshments and other exhibits in one of their beautiful downstairs ballrooms. And meanwhile, upstairs on the auditorium stage, we had a number of performers who are members or friends of Matinee Musicale giving performances in the auditorium so that people had a chance to sample the new, not totally redone, but improved acoustics in the auditorium.
We've been speaking with the Administrative Director of Matinee Music House Cincinnati, Judy Martin, about the upcoming season. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.